This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I apologize.
What, about being late?
Yeah, we're late.
Yeah, we're really late. You had to have the dwarf on, didn't you?
Yeah, he threw us off just a bit here. Yeah, no, you're right.
No,
you're
telling you, people loved him.
Oh, they did?
Oh, my God, the texts are crazy. They're like, can you have him on more and replace Jamie?
No, we cannot.
That one kind of hurt.
No, we cannot do that. No, we can't even have him on more with Jamie.
It's like, that one kind of hurt, but it's fine. It's fine. I mean,
he's not a cheap dwarf.
He isn't.
No. It costs you money, man.
It does cost you money. $1 per minute.
And he was on for, about right.
And he was on for three.
Yeah. Yeah. He's expensive.
He is. All right. A couple of things. I think this is crazy. So there's an amazing hotel that I actually want to go to because I love nice hotels like everybody, right? And it's the White Lotus Hotel. And they are now, so people, you know, it's so expensive to stay there. It's a Four Seasons resort. And so people are going to the property to take selfies, you know, to see, like, even to pretend like they're staying there.
Yeah.
Well, now the resort is charging $200 for people to stop and take selfies.
No kidding.
Wow, that's genius.
$200.
Yeah, $200.
Wow.
Isn't that
Where's
crazy?
It at?
I feel like it's in someplace I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where it's at.
I don't know.
Where is the White Lotus?
I feel like maybe Philippines? No. Maybe.
Thailand.
Okay, Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a friend there.
Yeah. My buddy Rusty goes there. That's where he stops off when he gets his suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hits up the White Lotus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Wow.
I went whitewater rafting in Thailand because we don't have it here.
Yeah, our creeks are dry.
Yeah.
We don't have it.
Because we don't have some of the best class rapids here, so I had to go all the way across the world.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, in my head, I've never been to Thailand, but I feel like Thailand's not a mecca when it comes to whitewater rafting.
It was pretty slow.
Now, mosquito hunting, I think is pretty good over there, but I don't know about the whitewater.
We floated along so we could see the elephants, but it was definitely slow.
I'd actually like to go there.
It's pretty cool.
I hear the food's incredible.
Yeah. It's kind of depressing, too, because some parts are, you're like, wow.
Well, you know, and there's this stigma, too, that if you're a grown man, say you're in your 50s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
in your 50s.
We didn't go that area.
You travel alone to Thailand. They think you're up to something.
Yeah, we didn't
You
go
know
in,
what I mean?
We didn't go in that area. I was traveling with a child.
But no, you could even be on the airplane headed to Thailand and you're
true.
Judged.
Yep,
okay?
Yep,
if you're a guy like me, you're going to be judged going to Thailand.
Oh,
My paintball friends just went over and played a tournament out there at the Thailand Expo League.
Sure.
And the whole time we were like, we know why you're going over there, buddy.
Sure they did.
They took fourth place.
But you don't have to come up with stories. You're a part of the show,
dude. They were at the TXBL, man.
I know. Your friends, your paintball friends, like they can afford to go.
And they just left you here?
He wasn't
invited.
Oh,
he's not good enough to play in that league.
Well, they asked me to go, but I can't afford to go to Thailand.
Right. Do you guys remember him talking about that?
Yeah.
No.
At all. Thailand?
I was just trying to take his side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
of course
what
he talked about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to. But I think I would have remember him moping in, going, oh, I wish I could go to Thailand because I can't afford it. Because he usually looks at me when that happens.
Right,
right. And he already knows you have a connection to Thailand. Right. You'd be like, oh, yeah, no. You know what? How much is the ticket?
Carson, no. He knows she has a credit card. You're missing it. Okay? He looks at her, not before a connection in Thailand. Yeah, he's looking for cash.
Yeah, he always is looking for cash. He's always, that's funny because my friend Garo saw your picture of Spadelli. He goes, wow, he didn't look anything like I thought he was going to look. I go, yeah, I bought that hair. I thought that was rude.
You did buy it, though.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me get this straight, okay? So your paintball team, some of your guys, all got on a plane and went together as a team to Thailand.
Yeah, so half of my team plays for a team called Team Philippines, which is like the Philippines national paintball team.
Yeah,
and they guessed on them, and Team Philippines was in TXBL, so they went over and played the Thailand X-Ball League.
Gotcha. We've never heard of this.
Nope.
That's crazy.
I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a wacky story.
Yeah, it is wacky.
For those of you that maybe you just started listening, Spadil's notorious for just making up crap in order to just blend into the show, okay? Mm-hmm. And we just play along. We just play along.
And if you watch Southern Charm, he's our Craig. And for those of you that watch it, you know what I'm saying.
I don't watch it. What's Craig?
Craig is a guy on Southern Charm, and he keeps saying that he's a lawyer, but he never passed the bar.
Well, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
For how many years have we asked Spadil to bring in his diploma?
I know.
From Metro State.
I know.
He claims highest in the class, okay? He graduated.
Yeah, I haven't seen any pictures.
We've said, bring it in. Yeah. Just bring it in and prove it. Yeah. He's never brought it
never
in.
Never seen the picture of the cap and gown or anything.
All right, buddy.
Hey, wait. Get
all right, buddy.
We love you, Craig.
Producer Craig.
Yeah. We're just kidding. All right, but I will tell you why this is funny about the $200 per selfies at the White Lotus Resort in Thailand is if you go to Dubai, and we stayed at the Burj Al Arab, which is the big, huge hotel that looks like a sail in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody wants a picture in front of the sail. Like, if you go there, it's iconic, right?
Yeah, that's the one with the helicopter pad, right?
Correct.
At the very top of it.
Yeah, so
somebody hit a golf ball off there once.
Well, when they opened it, they flew out all those golfers.
PGA people,
hit balls off it. Anyway, so you go there, and then they have gates, and they won't let all the people that want to take pictures, they won't let them up to the entrance.
Why?
Because they don't want all the people from the tour buses to come up.
Yeah.
They don't want the foot traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the peasants.
Well, because that hotel is crazy. So all the little dots that are all over the floor is gold. And we had to leave for our flight at like 4 a.m. And there was a guy laying on the floor with a paintbrush and a little thing of gold. And he was dotting it all. At 3 in the morning, at 4 in the morning.
Wow.
They have so much dumb money over there.
That's one of those places, too, that there's a very few places I've been to, because I don't go to a lot of upscale places, that I feel like I don't fit. When I go into the Wynn out in Vegas.
I'm overwhelmed
with this feeling of I do not belong
here. It's just the
Wynn. Circus, no problem. The Wynn is, I can't even imagine. Being in Dubai.
It is. You realize how poor you are. You realize how absolutely.
That's what I mean. I just
broke ass bitch I was.
So much money.
So much money. And you should see the cars. And even while you drive along in your, in the car, there's just wall to wall, if you will.
Wall to wall.
Glass of cars along the freeways.
I was going to say, aren't the cops driving like Lambos out there?
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. You're just really, really poor. And then you're sad.
Yeah.
And then it's a horrible vacation.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to see that side.
No, it is actually. I recommend it to everybody. Dubai is an amazing place, and they accept all religions. The only people that they don't accept, which is bad, is you can't go and sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend there. I mean, you can't have two girls in one room or two boys in one room.
They frown on that.
So you have to act like your cousins. Yeah. But even if you're a heterosexual, they don't allow any public displays of affection either. They're like really...
No macking out?
No, God.
I'm all for that. I think Denver should ban it too.
You're so funny.
I'm all for it.
Oh my God. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, everybody is shocked why Ben Affleck changed his mind and broke his silence on the Jennifer Lopez divorce. Because everybody's like, wait, Ben, everything you're saying is you want to be quiet and silenced and like you don't want your public life out there. But yet you did a whole thing with Vanity Fair, the British edition of, I mean, no, it was GQ, the British edition. So what are you doing? And they say the reason why he did this is because he's sick and tired of J-Lo acting like a victim and he was the bad guy. And so he just wanted to get out there a little bit and he thought it was better to put it in the British press because he knew it'd be, you know, carried over here and that he's over her being a victim and he just wants to finally say what happened in the divorce so nobody asks him ever again and they can just move on with their lives because his publicist was saying, the more you're silent, the more people want to know what happened.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do you think? I mean, of everything you've read, and you've brought this up several times with Tabloid Trash, I've always felt like he's always looked like the good guy in this thing. Did she look like a handful to me?
I did too.
She looked like a piece. So I don't know where he's coming from with this. He must be reading something completely different.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I agree with you, especially if you see the documentary. She's pushy and bitchy.
Yeah. The documentary and everything we're reading, it's like, okay, she was a lot. And for, not only that, she's got how many engagement rings? I mean, that right there tells you she's a little cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do that high school joke. Yeah, what? I can't do it. Oh. It's bad.
Yeah.
About doing the splits.
I've heard that joke.
Let's move on. I mean, it was in my head. And I was like, should I say it? And I was like, yeah, probably not. And then I was like, but it's 8 o'clock. All the kids are in school.
We're not in a safe harbor zone. No.
No, all right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Teledrash.
No, the FCC doesn't have a rule that once the school buses run, you can open it up, boys. They don't have that rule, okay, Jamie. Right, it's fine, supposed to be after 11 o'clock at night. That's the FCC rule. Not when they park the school buses.
What manual are you reading for broadcasting?
I don't know. All right, BJ and Jamie. It's a Thursday. Going to be 79 degrees today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Sorry, I forgot to turn down the computer here.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I just got a little caught up here. Because you and I were having this conversation off the air. Because it's very confusing, in my opinion.
It's confusing because, all right, so I don't know if you guys listen or not enough to know that I've been in I've been looking for a car, right?
Yeah.
And so I know that Denver Range Rover, like, love them, right? And I've been looking and all that stuff. And so, or is it Range Rover of Denver? I forget the name. You know. Anyway, so I've been looking at everything. And then I was panicking. I told my kid last night, I'm like, I got to go get a car before April 2nd. Because right, there's a 25% tariff. And then he was like, Mom, if you look at the list, like, 30% and 20% and 10%. He goes, you have to find out how much of that car is made here or there. Because I didn't even know this. Like, some Ford F-150s are made in Mexico. So I don't know how we're going to figure out which ones are made where and what's the percentage that has to be made in America. Because, like, some of the cars that he sent me, like BMW, 30% of it was made here. So what's the percentage? And then he said this, and I don't know if this is going to happen or not. He goes, here's what's going to happen. You know, he's like kind of one of those theorist kids, right? He goes, what's gonna happen? He goes, remember that one time you bought a demo model? Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, what they're gonna do is they're gonna demo those overseas and then they're gonna ship them over as used because it doesn't affect used cars.
I mean, that would be smart.
He's like, it only affects new cars. So you'll either be able to fly over there, drive it around, see if you like it, and then they'll paperwork it that way, but they're gonna paper it and send it over as used. And I was like, that's pretty smart.
All right, I'm looking at that graph that he was talking about.
Okay.
The only car that's made, according to this, 100% in America is Tesla. That's it.
Good.
The only car that
I mean, not good for you people driving Teslas, but that looks a little
77% of all Fords, 77 made in America. The rest,
here's the problem: that when you do the parts part,
yeah,
it's not full blown because every list is different.
Yeah, I don't know how it's broken down.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
It is confusing.
Very confusing
because some Fords are made in Mexico and some Fords are made here. Yeah. So who knows?
I think it's a negotiating tool, and I think you're going to see tariffs come down for both sides, America and, say, Japan or wherever these cars are coming from. With that being said,
Tesla, do like his theory of the demo, and I was like, That kid's onto something.
I've not heard that.
Because, well, no, he just made it up.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I've not heard anybody mention that.
The other thing we were thinking, because we were scheming on this, because I'm in the, you know, I want a new car. And so then we were thinking, we're going to buy a bunch of them that are on the lot right now, and then we'll resell them after the second.
Yeah.
Then we'll sell them for only a 15% markup instead of 25%.
There you go. Making a little money. You got to figure out how to screw the system.
Exactly. I guarantee you someone's going to be doing that.
I know, right?
Yesterday, there was this video that was circulating. As you know, that it's making the news everywhere, people vandalizing Teslas, okay, in protest of Elon Musk. And no matter how you stand, I don't care if you're anti or you're pro Musk, I don't care. All right. But there was a video of this guy. I swear, this guy's 350 pounds. He's on a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
And he is just ramming Teslas.
That is...
boom, boom, boom.
It's wild.
It is... It's... I'm sorry to say, but it's kind of funny because when it rams into the car, he goes forward and almost flips over the front side of the handlebars.
I was surprised that the handlebars even
held up
because that's a lot of force.
I mean, he's lucky that they had the handlebars because it created a seatbelt situation.
Kind of held him in.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like a roll bar
it
for
was,
him.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is the craziest video. And most people realize, well, I don't think most people do realize that these cars are recording you on video.
Well, yeah, he's been arrested.
Has he?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put him? Do you have a cell big enough for this guy?
I mean,
he's huge.
I don't know if they can get him through the door.
You barely see the four-wheeler.
Yeah.
It's like he's got wheels on his butt.
Yeah.
You don't even see the motor of the four-wheeler.
Like, why don't you take that kind of energy and go to the gym?
Motivation.
All right, go see this video. And again, it's not about being pro or negative, anti, whatever. It's just, look at this dude. Man, he's just ramming these Teslas. And we'll put it on our Facebook page. You can see the video right there. Check it out.
Something.
This morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth watching. Again, this isn't a political thing. It's just,
no.
You're going to laugh.
Oh.
He almost goes flying through the window of the car.
That four-wheeler, man, I kind of want him to make me one.
Oh, my God.
If it holds up.
I know.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy moly.
We're in the club.
Oh, man, that's a throwback.
We're in the club.
Country grammar.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs. Shimmy, shimmy, wow. Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs.
That's wacky.
That's somebody.
A little wacky this morning.
That brings it back.
Yeah. But the day I smoked crack. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
What's that? Is that part of the song?
No. They're getting closer.
What is that? That's hurting
wolves.
My ears.
Wolves.
Wolves?
The wolves are getting closer to downtown Denver.
Wait, can you turn that
Very
down?
Very dangerous. It's not sound effects. That's real.
Oh, really?
Yes. I taped that this morning. I put a microphone outside the studios.
Because they can track. Here's the thing. They can track them, but they won't tell us what time they tracked them or anything like that because they don't want people to shoot them.
There's a story out this morning that the wolves, and you're going to have to look this up, Spadil, but the wolves are getting close to Metro Denver. We released these things out there because I guess we didn't have wolves. We put them out there, and they didn't think they would come toward the city. Well, they were wrong. They're coming our way.
So they're in Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
No, Jamie, I'm telling you, they're on 16th Street Mall. You can't even go down there without being mauled.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Spadil, will you read this story? Because I'm telling you, they're downtown.
Well, the headline says, Colorado's gray wolves edge closer to Denver metro area.
Yeah. Jamie?
I'm already paranoid about the cougars. If you will. The cougars and the bears are not, I'm not real thrilled about that situation in Colorado.
Right? I'm with you.
Yeah, so I don't need to think about wolves.
No, they didn't expect, according to what I saw yesterday, they didn't expect them to come that close to Metro.
Well, they're closer to you because they're getting closer to the Jefferson County border. Ha ha.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like the foothills area.
Yeah.
I don't know about this wolf release program they had.
I don't even want to get
sorry,
started.
I'm sorry, Mr. Polis. I don't know about this, man. You got farmers out there. They're bitching.
Well, and the amount of money we've had to pay out to farmers for their stuff that got killed.
And what good has it done?
It just makes me afraid to take out my trash cans.
I mean, when Jamie gets attacked and one of these beasts grab her by the neck one morning when she's taking out the trash, we're going to sue your pants off, Mr. Polis.
And and I don't even know, what eats wolves? What's their predator?
Bears.
Are you sure?
Now you're just making
that. Yeah, I feel like you just threw that
out
there.
I'm just trying to think of something that could kill a wolf.
I mean, would it might be cougars.
I was going to say cougars.
I don't think a cougar can. A wolf is big.
I know.
Wolf's bigger than a cougar.
Bears. It says bears and mountain lions.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a good guess then.
I would have guessed lions or it's got to be a big cat, man.
Big. Let's see. While adult bears are generally something apex predators with few natural enemies, some bears, especially cubs, can be preyed on by wolves. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
That's
the other way around.
The wolves eat the bears. Oh, boy. Chanel,
are you sure you graduated?
No, it says bears, particularly grizzly bears, can compete with wolves for prey and territory.
We don't have grizzlies, though.
They're getting closer.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, here it is. All right. It says, mountain lions. Cougars can prey on lone and weak wolves, and they also compete for the same prey. So it might be, I don't know. It doesn't really say anything kills them.
Yeah.
The only thing we know for sure is a cougar, a 40-year-old housewife. She can take them down, man.
Right. And the man has to be weak and alone.
BJ and Jamie.
No. Your son, he's a smart kid. I can tell. He's practical. That's the word.
Okay, now I'm getting it from all sides, except for Carson. Thank you, Carson.
You're welcome.
Because, you know, Carson shops at, where's the Travis what?
Travis Matthew.
Yeah, because he's a Travis Matthew man.
Listen.
What is that?
It's a clothing company, and they do, like, golf shoes. They do non-spike golf shoes. It's really...
That are waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should look
into
it,
actually. What do you mean by non-spike?
They don't have spikes in
them. Yeah. And they look like regular,
that's crappy shoes.
Sneakers.
Well, I think they have, like...
You need grip.
They're classy. They do have grip.
I think they're grippy. They're very grippy.
Well, nobody sells spikes.
No, but, you know, they're not... Well, I have some that don't have metal spikes.
Yeah,
they're not typical golf shoes. Okay. All right, so anyway, so he's a Travis Matthew man right over there.
Travis Matthew. I've never heard of that guy. That's,
you got to check it out.
You got to meet this man right there. He's a Travis Matthew
man. Mark Wahlberg wears their stuff.
Yeah.
So far, you haven't convinced me. But nevertheless, let's get to your son. I'm getting
hazed by BJ Harris. I just want you all to know. I'm a victim. I'm like J-Lo.
No, you're not a J-Lo. You overdo it, Jamie. You're just a... Get something in your head that must be, and you just will not stop. Just push.
That is true. That is me. I agree. But I'm always right.
And on this one, you're wrong. Your son is right. And even Ralphie, he gets it, man. That kid has some common friggin' sense.
All right, let me explain what's happening. So my son hasn't played golf forever, right? And so I said, hey, why don't we take a lesson today, and then we'll go out and we'll hit until it goes dark, right? We'll play however many rounds we can get in until it gets dark after the lesson. And so he's like, yeah, that sounds fun. So I set up the lesson. We have a lesson today with this Nina, I think is her name. And then we're going to go out and actually play around. So then I realized, because he came home from college, that he only has college clothes. So I said, hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Why don't we go and get you some golf shoes, you know, at Travis Matthews, and get you a nice collared shirt and stuff. And he's like, Mom, it's a park and recreation course.
A par three. Now, for those of you that don't play golf, that's not exactly a country club. Okay.
He's like, we're not playing at Cherry Hills where I have to have a right outfit. And I go, well, still you need to look decent. He's like, it's park and rec. And I said, you don't want shoes. He goes, I have tennis shoes. Those will be fine. And then BJ's yelling at me. He could wear cutoff jean shorts if he wanted to there.
It's a park and recreation run by the city. It's not a country club. You don't have to go out. In fact, I will tell you this.
Okay.
And I've been to the parks and recreation courses, okay? Mm-hmm. If he shows up with this Tommy Hilfiger crap on.
It's Travis Matthews.
Well, whoever. Versace, whatever it is.
Versace.
He shows up with his Versace golf shoes.
Or my son calls it Versace.
Yeah, Versace. Yeah, and his Birkin bag, golf bag, his Birkin golf bag and all this. He's going to look like such a putz out there. He's going to look like a spoiled little rich kid that does not belong. long on a city par three.
He's going to look like an only child is what
he's
going to look like.
He's going to look pathetic. It's going to be embarrassing. He's going to want to leave.
Oh, my God.
You walk out there with your Birkin golf bag, you know. You got your country club crap on. You're not. Okay, if you were going to Castle Pines or you were going to go down to the Sanctuary or maybe even Red Rocks Country Club. Yep. I love that place. Yep. Okay, then you spruce it up a bit. Okay, you got a little, I guess a little competition there. So you want to meet the standards of the club. You're going to a par three city park.
I got called from the pro shop before with my ex-husband that I had to get longer shorts that hit my knee.
But you weren't at a park.
It was at a country club, right?
Yeah. You were a country club.
You're missing the whole point.
You're Bear Creek at that point.
You're missing the entire point. It's a mentality. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good.
Whoa, are you Coach
Come
Prime?
Come on, man.
Doesn't Coach Prime say that?
He does. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Coach Prime.
I'm just saying.
Wait, if you look good, you feel good.
If you feel good, you play good. It's a mentality.
So wait, if you look good, you play good. You feel good, you play good.
If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good.
I got news for you. Yeah. He never plays golf. He's not going to play good.
But he might if he looks good.
No. Well, no, yeah. He won't. Well, I'll put money on that.
But the thing is, he can smack the tar out of it. Look, it's like, Mom, his short game sucks.
He could go out there literally play in jean shorts and slides.
Okay, nobody plays in jean shorts.
No one plays even in slides either.
And nobody has jean shorts.
Yes, they do.
No, they do.
They do in my hood.
You know what? If you're like 80 with a Corvette.
Oh, no.
You go to coffee and Jamie, cars on the weekends.
You're wrong. Daisy Dukes are alive in my neighborhood.
I'm thinking the long jean shorts that you roll
that
up with
that
the cuffs.
Fold it up. Yeah.
Well,
because that's a man that drives a Corvette.
All right, you guys in your highfalutin wardrobe show up at the golf course. Look pathetic.
You want him to wear jean shorts and slides.
That's bad.
I'm saying you could get by with that.
You fit in way more at a public golf course with what PJ's telling you to
not
wear.
At
Thank
fun.
You,
Spadil. Not
yeah,
at family fun.
You've got common sense.
I've played at Family Centennial. Fun a bunch of times. I've played there a bunch of times.
I want to see Jamie's take on
it
tomorrow.
Now you're a golfer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that? Yeah, I love going to South Suburban. I go with my buddy Kellen.
Spadil, look, hey, you had my side there. You do not have a buddy named Kellen.
No. Yeah, I do. Me and my buddy Kellen, we go hit up Family Sports Center, and then they got the driving range over there too.
Did you hear him say, I go all the time?
Yeah. They got 2-for-1 buckets if you hit up their website, that's southsuburbanparksandrec.com. Yeah.
Did you just look that up?
Dude.
It's fine.
All right, never mind.
Jamie. Yeah, well, listen, my kid already called the shot. He's like, I don't want shoes. I'm going to wear my tennis shoes.
He's a smart
kid. He's like, I have clothes to wear, Mom. Please don't put me. And I was like, how about a glove?
Yeah.
I don't need a glove.
No. Leave the designer shoes.
But remember what Coach Prime over here said.
If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to play good.
There you go.
You go a lot, mentality. Do you, Spadil?
All the time, man.
You and what was his name? Calvin?
Kellen.
Yeah. Not Kevin.
No, Kellen. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.